Hi, and welcome to my new podcast, Empowered Health, because health is an inside job. A podcast shedding light on the part of us that holds us back and stops us from becoming complete health. It's the discussion about mind-body medicine. Why go inside? Why go inside to release, rewire, and become what you truly are? Empowered, strong, whole, and healthy. Let me introduce myself. I'm a naturopathic doctor and a homeopath. My journey started as a kid, and my true passion about mind-body medicine started there. I grew up in a difficult situation, as many of us do, and I felt shunned and left out in a small town. This left me turning to information and going inside to figure out what life was all about. With some soul searching and a lot of reading, I became empowered to what had happened. It opened me to a whole new way of thinking. I saw the universe as vast and multidimensional, and I knew we were much more than flesh and blood. We are energetic beings as well. And this is a seriously important part of who we are. One of the first books I read was by a NASA scientist called Barbara Brennan. She could see the energy fields of human beings. And as she explored this, she realized that our thoughts created dark spots on the energy. I found this fascinating, and I knew that this was huge in healing. Another book that I read was Bruce Lipton's The Biology of Belief, showing how thoughts affected the physical body and every physiological thing that happened in us. Early on, I could see that our mind affects the physical body and our energetic field. As time went on and I searched for what I wanted to do, I became a naturopathic doctor, wanting to help people the best I could. A naturopathic doctor in Canada learns much of what a doctor learns, but we learn to treat with naturopathic medicine, like botanicals, food and nutrition, vitamin therapy, acupuncture, Chinese medicine. But what fascinated me the most was homeopathy. Homeopathy became my passion. It was a system of medicine that took mind and body symptoms, both equally, and used them both in order to find a remedy that helped heal the whole body. Because I loved it so much, I went on to become a homeopath as well. And it was always the mind-body connection that moved me forward. Shortly after I became a homeopath, I fell in love with the system of medicine or of homeopathy taught by Divya Chandra. She was focusing on finding a remedy that would help rewire a circuit in the subconscious mind. Some quick facts about why this is important and why the focus of this podcast is on the subconscious mind. The subconscious or unconscious mind is 95% of our mind. It records all information and is programmed from the time we were born to the age of 7. The part of our brain is also known as the automatic mind, as it controls everything that happens automatically in our body. Our breathing, our heart rate, our digestion, our hormones, when we blink, how a cut heals, how our hair grows. So if there is discord or a circuit formed in the automatic mind, it will affect the physical eventually, depending on how much it's triggered. Let me give an example. Like the experiment of Pavlov's dog, only in human terms, imagine a child grew up next to a school and they ate at a period, at a certain time every day at 9 a.m., 12 p.m., and 3 p.m. And it just so happened that this corresponded with the time that the bell rang at the school. So when the bell rang, they would also eat. And like in the experiment, they would start to develop the physiological response to eating. There would be saliva and their digestive system would start and everything would follow. So while they lived next to the school and they were eating at those times, it wasn't a problem. But imagine they then went to work at a train station and there was a train at every 10 minutes. The same physiological response would happen as what happened when they were at home, but now it was happening every 10 minutes. They would either develop a peptic ulcer or an eating disorder, and they would have no clue why. So this is why it's so important to discuss this topic. It's really something to rewrite this circuit and to even know how or why it's formed or that that part of us exists, because it affects us and we are triggered without even knowing it. Join me as we talk to many mind-body experts. We'll discuss many systems of medicine that heal the mind and the body part of us that exists in all of us. I also want to focus on my sisters with breast cancer, because it's to you I connect to through the female spirit. And I really feel that in you, we need to focus and change things as quickly and as directly as possible. All of us need to understand this part of healing. And I feel like it's like a weed that grows in our garden. If we pluck the weed and we miss the root, the weed is going to grow back. So it's a part of healing that just can't be ignored. Join me in this most interesting and important search that has driven my passion for true healing. We will look at the stories of scientists, homeopaths, shamans, hypnotherapists, and those that have been spontaneously healed, which is truly inspiring in every case. Empowered Health, a journey into wholeness and empowerment through mind, body, and spirit.